Southern California is being pounded by a wet winter storm that's dumped record amounts of rain and snow. This afternoon, a mudslide consumed more than a dozen homes in La Conchita, a community near Santa Barbara. Two people died. As many as 12 others are missing. Search and rescue teams are looking for people who might have been buried. So far, 11 people have been killed in some of the heaviest rain that parts of Southern California have seen in years. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
L.A. has gotten a year's worth of rain in just a few days. And for anyone driving on the freeways, it seems like there have been nearly a year's worth of accidents.
405. About the best you're going to do is 35 miles an hour. That is a 36-minute trip.
Beyond the freeway tie-ups, there have been tragedies. This afternoon, a major mudslide came down on the small coastal community of La Conchita near Santa Barbara, damaging more than a dozen houses and killing at least one person. Fire department spokeswoman Mirna Rea says an evacuation was underway at the time, but some residents refused to get on the buses.
They were told to evacuate, and some people just stayed behind. I mean, they were supposed to be gone within the hour, and then we got word at 2 o'clock that they had a landslide, and some victims were pretty much buried and injured.
In northern L.A. County, the body of a 2-year-old girl was found today in a swollen river wash, hours after slipping from her mother's grasp as the two were being rescued. And in the L.A. suburb of Santa Clarita, where rainfall topped more than 6 inches in the last 24 hours, a mobile home was swept from its foundation and nearly submerged in the banks of the Santa Clara River. Roads clogged with rain and mud kept city workers like George Caracosa busy in Redondo Beach trying to clear a storm drain.
We're trying to probe right here, what we got right here, this guy. It's just a disaster right here, that's all.
And in downtown L.A., more than 5 inches of rain fell in the past 3 days. James Mitchell, a data entry clerk at the Salvation Army, says downtown has the worst drainage and everything is flooded, leaving pedestrians to fend for themselves.
It is cruel for drivers to be speeding and see people standing at the bus stop and give them a shower. I mean, you hit that water and it's going to make it almost a tidal wave.
Flash flood warnings have been issued for most Southern California counties throughout Monday. Filling up at a gas station, Jose Sanchez, a driver at a West L.A. car dealership, says he's urging all his customers to just slow down in the rain.
Maybe the braking don't work. Check in your car anytime. Drive it safely, okay?
The same storm pounding Southern California is dumping heavy snow throughout the Sierra Nevada. Officials say the Reno Lake Tahoe region hasn't seen this much snow since 1916. Classes were closed in many of the mountain communities and in some coastal cities. For those still open, teachers were struggling with keeping stir-crazy kids inside another day. In Sarah Hassan's preschool class in Torrance, 2- and 3-year-olds have forgone their outdoor sandbox and toys for a large bin full of dried beans and plastic scoops.
Is the stove hot or cold?
Hot.
Hassan says the playground has been closed for nearly a week because of the rain and the kids can't wait for the sun.
They want to go outside, they want to take out energy, and we want to be outside too.
But that won't happen soon. Another major winter storm is headed towards Southern California tonight, bringing as much as 6 more inches of rain and 2 feet of snow. Carrie Hahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.